guys on it during the break. Meanwhile, in Section 2, Baldwin visited Upper St. Clair. Cannon McMillan making the trip to Mount Lebanon and Peters Township visiting Bethel Park. And in Section 3, Connellsville went to Norwood, Fox Chapel at Enfield, and Penn Trafford at Latrobe. Playoff picture starting to take shape as we're starting to get an idea of what we'll be looking at for the top four teams from each section right now, holding those top four spots. In Section 1, 6A, Pine Richland undefeated, 6-0, 13-2 on the season. Butler at 12-3, 5-1, they hold on to second place. North Allegheny 3-3 overall inside section play. Seneca Valley right now 2-4. North Hill staying alive in playoff hopes. Tonight would give them a 1-6 record. If they do fall to the Golden Tornado, as is the trend right now. Central Catholic 1-5 as well. That's the Central Catholic team that, by the way, won the section title last year. Section 2, Mount Lebanon in front. They're undefeated. They had a win in section play. I should say undefeated in section play. They had a win against Upper St. Clair. That was the same Upper St. Clair team that upset Alderdice the next day. Trying to get a vibe on that one. Butler saw Mount Lebanon. They're a pretty good team. So Upper St. Clair in that 2 spot, Cannon McMillan in the 3 spot with a 3-3 section record. Peters Township at 2-4, Bethel Park, Baldwin both 1-5 in section play. Meanwhile, in Section 3, Lake Trobe, still a force to be reckoned with. They're on my list as one of the 6A teams to watch. They're 6-0 in section play. Fox Chapel at 4-2, Penn Trafford at 4-2, and Connellsville at 2-4. So the Golden Tornado, if they are able to hold on to a win here, would await Pine Richland in hopes of at least a share. They are able to come away with a win there, could potentially share that section title. And, of course, we'll have to see what North Allegheny and Pine Richland did tonight as well. But we've got 16 more minutes of basketball to play, and that will be coming up on the other side of the break. The Golden Tornado leading North Hills 43-25. And we'll have second half action coming up right after this on WVUT, the Turtle Life High School Sports Network.
Your local McDonald's restaurants are now hiring, and they're looking for hardworking, enthusiastic individuals who want to be a part of a winning team. McDonald's believes a job is about seizing an opportunity to learn, grow, and succeed. They also offer a wide variety of benefits, such as flexibility, education, and professional skills. So if you enjoy working with people and love to learn new things, stop by your local McDonald's restaurant and apply in person, or visit McDonaldsTAM.com and click on Careers. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, their attorneys strive to provide clients with exemplary service, meeting all of your legal needs. Call Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham, 724-283-2200, or visit dmkcg.com.
If you're a working professional ready to move up in your career, Seton Hill University has a program just for you. Seton Hill's adult degree program offers flexible undergraduate degree courses in areas like accounting, criminal justice, business, and human services. The adult degree program has 5 start dates a year and offers convenient course times, financial aid, a 96% placement rate, and career services for life. Register for our next info session and learn more at setonhill.edu/ADP. Seton Hill University, this way up.
Quality Roofing and Quality Siding, that's JP Roofing and Metal Buildings. With a 10-year manufacturer's labor warranty, they do residential and commercial buildings. Financing is available with no interest or no payments for 18 months. Serving East Pittsburgh, the South Hills of Pittsburgh, and Westmoreland County, JP Roofing and Metal Buildings is open 24 hours, or visit them online at jproofingandmetalbuildings.com. JP Roofing is quality long remembered, always at a fair price and with 35 years of experience. JP Roofing and Metal Buildings is quality roofing done right the first time.
53-25 the score. Golden Tornado in front of North Hill. Second half action just underway. Golden Tornado with the ball moving left to right on your radio dial. Will be Isaiah Scribner with it in the corners. His pass is deflected out of bounds. North Hills coming out in, let's see, let's call it a 2-1-2 this time around. It's Patton with it now, right side wing. Swings it across to Ethan Morton. Morton gets a high screen from Montag, lets a deep 17-footer go. That one does not fall, but Montag there for the offensive rebound. His putback is rejected, gets another putback. This time it doesn't fall again. to North Hills, comes away with a rebound. Outlet pass to Jordan Albright. Albright gets to the middle, kicks out wide to wide Mays. Mays skips the pass back out to Marshallick. Marshallick step back three, does not go. Rebound tipped around, still loose on the floor. This time Morton is able to pull it down. He tries to force a pass up quickly to Scribner that is not there. And as Scribner was going for the ball, he fouls the North Hills defender in wide Mays. So Scribner now will pick up his second foul. And the Golden Tornado will pick up their first of the half with 7:15 to go in the third quarter, 43-25 the score. Butler coming out in a man-to-man defense. It is Alex Smith triggering left to Marshallick. Marshallick will hand it off to Jordan Albright. Albright, the leading scorer in the first half with 14 for the Indians. Smith will pick up his dribble on the left side wing and then kick it out to Marshallick in the corner. Marshallick throws up a teardrop that falls. Logan Marshallick with a nice shot. Making a 43-27 Golden Tornado lead. 6:47 to go in the third. Luke Patton with it now. Thought about a three. Not there. Feeds it back over to Montag. And then hands it back to Morton. Morton working to his right. Now we'll kick to Clement. Clement, corner three, hits off the back of the rim and does not go. But Patton is there to take the board. And a nice behind-the-back pass to Montag in the corner, who then feeds it up to Morton. Morton splits defenders and draws the foul. That foul will be against Alex Smith. Smith will pick up his third. It will be the first of the half against the Indians. 6:22 to go, 43-27 the score. Butler in front. Morton triggers right to Clement. Free ball on the way. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by wide Mays. Outlet pass to Albright, who is guarded tightly by Maddox Clement. Albright now will get beyond Clement, get to the top of the key, attack, throws up a jumper from the elbow, and he buried it. Nice shot by Jordan Albright. Not much arc on it, but he hit nothing but net. 43-29, 4-0 run to begin things in the second half for North Hill. Luke Patton on the elbow, kicks out wide to Clement. Clement picks up his dribble, throws it right back inside to Patton, who then outlets to Montag. Montag finds the cutting Ethan Martin, who gets to the rim from the left side and finishes 45-29. Butler back, or not back in front, but back to a 16-point lead. Quickly with it the other way is Jordan Albright, and Albright will get to the low block, draw the foul, and bury the layup. It's a 45-31 the score now. Butler in front, and Albright will go to the line looking for the three-point play. And one from Albright. Up and in. He remains perfect from the line tonight. 5 of 5. Morton running the point. Working to the elbow. Goes to Scribner underneath. Scribner one step dribble. Passes back out to Montag. Open three. And Mason Montag buries it. He's got 6 tonight. Both coming on three pointers. 48-32. Butler in front. High screen for Smith by Manning. Smith drives. Kicks out wide to Marshallick. Marshallick pumps the pass, goes to Mays, who then goes corner to Smith. Smith buries a three, the freshman from the corner. And the score, a 13-point lead for the Golden Tornado, 48-35. So the timeout taken by the Indians will be their third timeout of the night. They've only got 2 timeouts left. Butler yet to take a timeout. And offering some vocal words for his Golden Tornado team that I would say most, especially on this side of the floor, could hear. So 48-35 the score. North Hills outpacing the Golden Tornado in the half, 10-5. They're going to try to come back into this game. They're going to have to do it by hitting some threes, getting to the lane, drawing some fouls. Right now, that's what they've done so far in the third quarter. 5 minutes to go. Butler up 48-35. North Hills will double the ball. They now go to Morton. Morton will drive. Kicks out wide to Clement. And confusion as Clement wanted to go to Montag in the corner. They could not connect. And so instead it hits the wall and goes out of bounds. So North Hills will get the ball back as they will try to cut into this lead yet again. We'll be right back.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, their attorneys strive to provide clients with exemplary service, meeting all of your legal needs. Call Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham, 724-283-2200, or visit dmkcg.com.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurances accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
51-35, apologize for the technical difficulties. The Golden Tornado in front. We had a made three on that last possession by Mason Montag that gave the Golden Tornado the lead they have. So now North Hills with the ball back. Logan Marshallik banged up on the shot by Montag, so he is checked out of this game. But the Indians with the ball now. It's Albright drives. Kicks out wide. Jake Stuckert fires a three. That does not go. Rebound is pulled down by Luke Seidel. He then kicks corner to a wide open Jordan Albright. His three's off the back of the rim and no good. And Maddox Clement comes down with the rebound. An outlet pass to Ethan Morton. Morton coming down left side wing. Attack skips a pass to Montag in the corner, who then tosses it up to Maddox Clement. Clement feeds it over to Luke Patton. Patton then going to Ethan Morton. Morton has a ball ripped away, and a foul will be called against the Indians. Or no, the foul will be called against Ethan Morton. I thought they had called the foul on the strip, but apparently they had called it against Morton, and so he will pick up his second, and it will be the second against the Golden Tornado in the second half. 51-35 the score, 3:24 to go in the third. Butler in front. 1-3-1, Butler back in. That zone defense skips the pass corner. Stuckert pumps the three. Now pass cross court to Albright with a nice move to get to the rim, and he finishes 51-37 the score. Morton with the ball now, bringing it across the timeline. 3 minutes to go in the third. Skips the pass right side to Montag, back across to Morton. Morton then goes corner to Clement. Three ball is up and in. Maddox Clement with 11 tonight. 54-37, Golden Tornado in front. Albright working beyond Clement and then skips the pass corner to Stuckert, who swings it up top to Marshallik back into this game after the injury. 16-foot jumper from Marshallik does not go. Rebound pulled down by Morton. Clears it out, rolling up the sideline on the right side. Now we'll go and draw the foul against Logan Marshallik, and the Golden Tornado will inbound on the sideline. Marshallik will pick up his second. It will be the second of the half against the North Hills Indians. Morton to inbound. Lobs it in deep to Patton. Patton then swings it back to Morton. Morton right side wing attacks. Drive. Scoop layup does not go. Charlie Kranbacher fighting for the rebound. And that foul will be against Logan Marshallik. As they grab the arm of the freshman. The North Hills faithful highly disagrees with the call. But Marshallik will pick up his third, and that will be the third of the half against North Hills. Ball inbounded to Maddox Clement, who then feeds it across to Ethan Morton. Clement comes up for the high screen. They feed it right back. Clement, free ball back of the rim. No good. Rebound tipped around and pulled down by the Indians. And it's knocked around on an outlet pass, still being fought for. Stuckert comes away with it. Finds Smith cutting in transition. Smith then passes it underneath to Jordan Albright, who turns around and buries the jumper. 54-39, Golden Tornado in front. Now 1:50 to go in the third. Morton double team, trying to go to Charlie Kranbacher underneath. Ball loose on the floor. It's a turnover as the Indians come away with it. It's Albright one-on-one the other way, and he draws the foul as Luke Patton came in with a reach. And one of those times where it's maybe not the worst foul in the world. So Patton will pick up his third foul. The Golden Tornado now with 4.5. Which means Patton will check out and Colby Anderson will check in. Lob pass is good to Albright, who finishes with a tip-in. And now it's back to a 13-point game. The North Hills Indians not going anywhere. Morton with it now, foul line. Working through contact, draws the reach. Logan Marshalik will pick up his fourth foul. And it will be the fourth of the half against the Indians. Morton will inbound underneath. Golden Tornado will go to Cranebacher. Cranebacher fouled on the way up, and so Charlie will go to the line to shoot two. Game now bordering on the line of Chippy. A foul against Luke Seidel, who will pick up his first, and to fifth now against North Hills. Cranebacher to the line, first time tonight, first one on the way, and no good. Charlie with 2 points earlier, they came in the first. Now here comes the second for Cranebacher. That one is up, and that one is in. Charlie with 3 tonight. 55-41. Butler in front. 1:22 to go in the third. Wide maze with it. Butler moving to a 3-2 zone defense. Swing up top to Seidel, who then swings it back across to Smith. Smith then feeding to Stuckert as the North Hills Indians develop into their motion offense. High post pass to Albright. Albright fouled on the way to the lane. And so let's see if they say he was shooting or if this was on the floor. Foul against Colby Anderson, and indeed they say Albright had it out of the holster and was ready to shoot. Over Anderson picking up his third foul. The Golden Tornado now with 5.5. First for Albright is good. Points tonight for Jordan Albright. Main catalyst, this North Hills offense. Second one for Albright is good. He's a perfect 7 of 7 from the charity stripe. Martin with it now as Butler leads by 12, 55-43. Triggers left to Clement. Swings it up top to Cranebacher. Butler into their motion offense. Anderson tosses it over to Morton, who has it stripped away. Morton now will attack middle. Driving, dishes to Cranebacher, who dumps it. Hey, the freshman, get up there, big fella. 57-43. Golden Tornado in front. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Indians will play for last shot. 20 seconds to go now. Now Gabos wants them to break into their offense. A handoff to Stuckert. Stuckert rolling to his right, picks off his dribble. And now we'll trigger right to Smith, goes right back to Stuckert. 7 seconds to go. The Indians are going to have to move. Smith has it now with 3. Smith will fire off a 3, and they say he was fouled. So a bad foul by Maddox Clement. We'll send Alex Smith to the line to shoot 3 free throws. That is not the first time we've seen that tonight. First one from Smith is good. Here comes the second from Smith. That one good as well. So with 0.4 seconds to go, Smith will try to make this an 11-point ball game. Misses. Rebound Montag, and so we go to the fourth quarter for the Golden Tornado leading 57-45. You're listening to Butler Basketball on WBUG and Turbine High School Sports Network.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, their attorneys strive to provide clients with exemplary service, meeting all of your legal needs. Call Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham, 724-283-2200, or visit dmkcg.com.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurance is accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
57-45, Golden Tornado in front. Tyler Friel with you on WVUT and the Trib Line High School Sports Network. Not too often you see four dunks in a high school basketball game, but that's exactly what we have seen tonight. Ethan Morton, Isaiah Scribner, and the freshman, Charlie Kranebacher. But the Golden Tornado now playing defense as North Hills begins the fourth quarter with the ball, and they are trying to make this a 10-point ball game. Butler in the 1-3-1. Wyatt Mays with it on the left side wing. He goes to Jake Stuckert in the corner. Stuckert puts it on the deck, skips a pass back to Mays on the right side wing. Down corner to Brandon Manning. Manning feeds it back up top to Jordan Albright, who's got 27 points tonight. Albright floats a pass to Stuckert, then corner to Mays. Mays will put it on the floor and feed it back up top to Stuckert. North Hills having trouble finding any open looks right now in the 1-3-1. Actually, check that. We're going to make it a 1-2-2. Smith with it in the corner, facing heavy pressure from Kranebacher. Skips a pass up top to Stuckert, swung wide to Mays. Mays pumps the shot, has a pass deflected, and Morton comes away with it. Morton working his way through the left side, puts defender, scoops the layup, and he finishes. Ethan Morton with 21 tonight. Indians with a quick lead the other way. Albright with a quick explosive move to get to the rim. Not there, rebound pulled down by the Golden Tornado. Outlet pass to Morton. Morton coming down the left side. Contact on the layup, no call. Rebound pulled down by the Indians. It's back and forth now as Smith has a ball stolen by Maddox Clement. Clement will get it across the timeline, feed it to Morton. Morton attacks, kicks to Montag. Montag is fouled on the way up. It was a late whistle. I thought perhaps they were not going to call it, but instead they do. And so the hecticness of the first few minutes of the fourth quarter have come to rest. Montag will go to the line to shoot two. First for Montag is up and in. Logan Marshallik checking back into this game. He's got four fouls after quickly accumulating them in the third quarter. Second one for Montag does not go after he buried the first. 60-45, the lead now for the Golden Tornado, 6:30 to go. It's Marshallik with it, entry pass to Smith. Smith, 14-foot jumper, does not go, rebound pulled down by Ethan Morton. Morton works his way through the middle. Now attacks, finds Mason. Montag in transition, Montag misses the layup, and the rebound goes to Marshallik. Marshallik outlets the Mays, but that is intercepted by Morton. Morton drives, swoops the layup up and in. 62-45, Golden Tornado in front. Is Jordan Albright with it now. He triggers left to Logan Marshallik. Marshallik picks up his dribble and bounces it over to Albright. 1-2-2 with Maddox Clement at the top of it. Marshallik's got it now, left side wing. He looks to drive. Layup does not go. Rebound pulled down by Brandon Manning. Offensive board for the Indians. Albright with it now, right side wing. Skips a pass that was intended for Marshallik. He thought Marshallik was going to stay. Instead, he cut. So that pass soars out of bounds. The Golden Tornado will take back over. Golden Tornado facing pressure, ball on the floor, and Ethan Morton will take a timeout. It'll be a quick 30-second timeout. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout ourselves. 62-45, Golden Tornado in front. Butler basketball on WVUT, the Turtle Life High School Sports Network.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
62-45, Golden Tornado in front of the North Hills Indians. Tyler Friel with you on WBUT and the Triple I High School Sports Network. Golden Tornado will have the ball after the timeout by Ethan Morton. The first timeout taken by, actually checked it out, the third timeout taken by Butler tonight. He snacked up quickly, and I haven't even realized it. Paddle inbound in front of his own bench, and they will trigger in left to Ethan Morton. 5:25 to go in the fourth. Pass loaded up to Luke Patton. Patton will then go right back to Ethan Morton. Morton then going underneath to Scribner, out to Montag. Three ball on the way, hits the front of the rim, and no good. And Alex Smith for the Indians soars for the rebound. Smith comes left side. 1-2-2 still the defense for the Golden Tornado. Pays has it in the corner, feeds it back up to Smith, who goes right back to Mays, and then goes right back to Smith. He's got it near the PIAA logo on the court, which is a brand new court here in 2018-2019 for the Golden Tornado. Skip pass to Marshallik. Free ball on the way, hits the front of the rim. Rebound pulled down by the Golden Tornado. It is Martin in transition. Going to Montag, who cannot corral it in the corner, and Montag will then lose the ball as Wyatt Mays steals it from him. Albright coming the other way. Martin trying to get him from behind. He fouls him, and Albright finishes at the rim. Jordan Albright with 29 points tonight. I tell you what, folks, I am impressed. I was impressed with him the last time Butler matched up against North Hills, and I'm thoroughly impressed with him tonight. It's his explosiveness, by the way, as Morton picks up his third foul. His explosiveness to get to the rim, I think, is what makes him a very good player. He's very quick to get to the rack as he buries the free throw, not to mention perfect on charity stripe shots tonight. To make it a 62-48 ball game, but the senior trying to do all he can to keep the Indians in this game. Pointer skip pass to Clement. His rebound hits the front of the rim and does not go. Out left to Mays. Mays bringing it up the right side. Will then skip a pass over to Albright. Albright lets a long three go, and he buried it. Jordan Albright, again, not letting this Golden Tornado team get comfortable with the lead. 62-51 score. Who passed? Close the pass up to Ethan Morton. Morton attacks the lane, fouled, and the bucket. Ethan Morton with the long stride, with the layup. And that foul will be against Wyatt Mays. Morton tonight with 25 points. And he makes it 26 as he buries the and one. 65-51 the score. Golden Tornado in front. Marshallik and Albright play pitch and catch. Marshallik now going left side wing, picks up his dribble, and then goes corner to Stuckert. Stuckert finds Mays. Mays with a bounce pass to a cutting Jordan Albright, who finishes 65-53. Morton floats it over to Patton, then floats it right back to Morton. Then gives it right back to Patton, and get this, he goes back to Morton. Then goes right back to Patton, then hands it off to Morton this time. With 3:20 to go, Morton left-handed pass to the corner to Maddox Clement. His three ball is nothing but the bottom of the net. Maddox Clement with 17 tonight, 68-53. Albright with it the other way. Gets to the top of the key in a bit of trouble, but is able to find... Actually, Scribner coming out of nowhere knocked that out of bounds. I thought that was most definitely going to be completed to Stecker. Not the case. So the North Hills Indians will inbound in front of their own sideline. Charlie Kranebacher checking in for Mason Montag. 3:07 to go in this ballgame, 68-53. Butler in front. Indians inbound deep to Albright. Corner pass goes to Stuckert. Stuckert pumps the pass and then beats back up top to Marshallik. Marshallik with a jumper from the foul line. No good. A nice rebound by Charlie Kranebacher, and he draws the foul. And so the freshman will go to the line to shoot a pair. That foul gets Brandon Manning, which will be Manning's first tonight. Or check that, make it his second. 18th foul against the Indians. And as we mentioned, it will be a bonus situation for Charlie. 5 points tonight for Kranebacher, including a two-handed slam in the third. First one on the way, uses the whole rim, but does not fall. The rebound goes to North Hills. The Indians trailing by 15, 2:50 to go in the fourth. Now swung to the corner. Stucker goes to wide, Mays on the baseline, back out to Marshallik. Marshallik now will move to his right, forces an inside pass. It almost went up as a shot after the deflection. And I guess technically the rebound goes to the Golden Tornado. Morton drives, fouled by Stuckert, so he's going to go to the line to shoot two. 2:33 to go. Butler leading 68-53. We do have final scores. Big thanks to Steve Ritchie, who's listening on the Trip Live High School Sports Network. You hit us up on Twitter. Bobby Richland is 72, North Allegheny 59. So the Rams move to 7-0 in section play and 14-2 on season. Mark hits the first one. Seneca Valley taking down Central Catholic 67-57. So the Raiders putting themselves in a nice spot for this postseason berth. They now are 3-4 in section play and 8-7 on the season. Mark hits the second. 70-53 the score. 2:30 to go here in the fourth. Marshallik kicks it out to Stuckert on the wing. Back to Marshallik, then back to Stuckert. Up the pass and tied, and then we'll feed it off to Mays. Cutting is Marshallik. Marshallik now double team, kicks it back out to Mays. Mays swings to Stuckert. Jake Stuckert lets a three ball go, and he buries it. 72-56, 2:05 to go. Buzz Gabos calls for the full court press. They double team Heath. He beats it up to Patner, then kicks it out to Clement. Clement now facing the double team. Bounces it to Patner, then goes corner to Colton Anderson. Swung back up top to Morton. Morton will cross over, work his way back out to the middle of the floor, and hopes to grind some clock. 1:48 to go. Gabos says keep the pressure on. The ball is loose on the floor, and Clement comes away with it. They kick it to Anderson in the corner, who then goes right back to Maddox. Maddox bounces a pass to Ethan. Ethan will drive the lane, and he sends it in. No one in front. So now the Golden Tornado leading 72-56. Albright quickly in transition and an offensive foul. An exasperated Jordan Albright lays on the floor after a hard night's work. Picked up an offensive foul, but Ethan Morton with a two-handed slam. No one sitting in front of him. Matt Clement, Joe with Kevin King, Anthony Malloy, also putting in Rain Kratzmiller. As Ethan Morton, Maddox Clement, and Luke Patton come off to a standing ovation from the stand there from the student section. Golden Tornado beats the full court pressure as it's Kevin King with it now. King will split defenders and then kick out wide to Kratzmiller. Gives it off to Malloy. Malloy fires a three. That is no good, and the rebound is pulled down by Marshallik. That up to Stuckert. Stuckert in transition. Draws the foul and one. So Malloy calls the foul, and Stuckert gets credit for the points. With the eighth foul of the half for the Golden Tornado. Jake Stuckert tonight with 8 points, hoping to make it nine. Five goes six to go, by the way, in the fourth quarter. And one is good. See Luke Seidel check back into this game for Brandon Manning. Indians will keep up the full court pressure, 72-59. Hubler in front. Bratz Miller with it now. Hands it off to King. King bounces a pass that is intercepted by North Hill. Indians move it up to Albright. Albright fires a three. Front of the rim, no good. Charlie pulls down the rebound. Let's it to Gratz Miller, who then feeds it to King. King works his way back to the middle. Floats a pass to Anderson. 45 seconds to go. Malloy bounces it back to Anderson. Three ball on the way. Front of the rim, no good. Kevin King with the rebound. Throws it out of bounds on Marshallik for the Golden Tornado. We'll have an opportunity to inbound underneath. Christian Heidel will come into this game for Jordan Albright in a heck of an effort by Albright tonight. Albright finishing by my count 35 points. An impressive showing from the team. Malloy to inbound corner to King. Three ball is the rebound by Seidel. Matt Seidel with it now. Hands it off to Stuckert. Stuckert transition three off the front of the rim. Goes out of bounds. 27.2 seconds to go. Now the Golden Tornado will go. Ryan Prusko into this game for Charlie Cranebacher. 72-59, Golden Tornado lead, 27.2 seconds to go. A bit of a later night than expected after a doubleheader in the Pine Orchard girls and Butler girls game went to double overtime, which the Rams won that one over Butler. Golden Tornado now just grinding out clock. Boys got it, right side wing, 5 seconds to go. He just hold on to the ball, and that will do it. Final score, the Golden Tornado defeats the North Hills Indians, 72-59. We'll recap it next, right here on WBUT, the Crib Live High School Sports Network.
Your local McDonald's restaurants are now hiring, and they're looking for hardworking, enthusiastic individuals who want to be a part of a winning team. McDonald's believes a job is about seizing an opportunity to learn, grow, and succeed. They also offer a wide variety of benefits, such as flexibility, education, and professional skills. So if you enjoy working with people and love to learn new things, stop by your local McDonald's restaurant and apply in person, or visit McDonaldsTAM.com and click on careers. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job.
In 2019, Tri-River celebrates 25 years as your Butler neighbor, providing exceptional musculoskeletal care in the community.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tom Mazzanegro, known by many as Dr. Muzzy, and I'm an orthopedic hip and knee surgeon. Patients do best when they are engaged with the process, educated, and invested in their own well-being. At Tri-Rivers, the patient is at the center of everything we do.
To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit TriRiversMSK.com or call 1-866-874-7483.
With Z-Bart, it's us or rust since 1959. Z-Shield paint protection, Z-Gloss paint coating, Aquapel rain repellent, auto detailing, window tinting, rust protection, truck accessories, remote starters, and auto glass replacement. Z-Bart, located in McKeesport, is there for all matters of protecting the look and accessories to your vehicle. Learn more about the products at zbart.com, spelled Z-I-E-B-A-R-T.com.
Casey's Carpet can handle any of your flooring needs. Family owned and operated for 28 years, Casey's Carpet has the experience you're looking for. Carpet installs, luxury vinyl, ceramic tile, stone, porcelain tile, and hardwood. Award-winning flooring and install from Casey's Carpet. Open Monday through Saturday. Visit Casey's Carpet in North Versailles or caseyscarpet.com. If you want to do your part for a healthy environment and recycling, then consider Environmental Coordination Services and Recycling. ECSNR assists with recycling health and safety for commercial, residential, and academic sectors. This includes consulting for hazardous waste management, environmental health and safety training, industrial cleaning, and chemical and electronic recycling. They serve Western Pennsylvania, Eastern Ohio, and West Virginia. There's a ton of great information about using their environmental services and knowledge at ECSR.net.
It's always a good day for Charlie's Philly Steaks. Located in malls and outlets all over Pennsylvania and Ohio. Satisfy your hunger with Philly cheesesteaks. We're talking 100% USDA beef, gourmet fries, and 100% real fruit lemonade. To find a location nearest you, visit charlies.com. That's charlies.com. Our taste is unmatched the world over.
Golden Tornado take down North Hills by a final score, 72-59. Tyler Friel with you on WBUT in the Trib Live High School Sports Network. Golden Tornado, let's take a look at it. Score by score in the first quarter. It was a bit of a back and forth there to kick things. I shouldn't say to kick things off. Golden Tornado got up to a 9-0 lead early in the first timeout. That was taken by Buzz Gavos. And then, sure enough, the Indians went on an 8-0 run. So just like that, it was 9-8. Butler and North Hills exchanged buckets. And then the Golden Tornado closed things out on a 10-0 run to make it 23-11 at the end of the first. Golden Tornado then were able to add on in the second. The score at half, 43-25, and Butler basically maintained that lead for a majority of the game. That was a nice, impressive 20-point third-quarter effort by North Hills, holding the Golden Tornado to just 15 to close that margin just a little bit, but at no point was this game ever in doubt as the Golden Tornado rolled to that 72-59 final score. Taking a look at final score recap, I was thoroughly impressed with Jordan Albright's performance tonight for the North Hills Indians. He had 35 points total, and that was explosive to the rim. Marion threes was a perfect 9-9 from the free throw line. So a nice night for the senior Jordan Albright. 9 points for Jake Stuckert, 6 points for Alex Smith, freshman, 4 points for Logan Marshallick, 3 for Wyatt Mays, and 2 for Brandon Manning. Also, Alex Smith, 3 of 5 from the line. and then Jake Stuckert 1 of 1. Meanwhile, for the Golden Tornado, it was Ethan Morton with 30 points tonight. He suffered an injury there early in the first quarter, thought maybe he would be down for a little bit. He never left the ball game, and he just got better from there as he was able to go 7 of 8 from the charity stripe. He also threw in a three ball and was able to throw in two dunks as well. 17 points for Maddox Clement. He had 5 threes. He just continues to be impressive from beyond the arc. Fearlessness of shooting as well. 11 points for Luke Patton. 7 points for Mason Montag. 5 points for Charlie Cranebucker. And 2 points for Isaiah Scribner. As well as 4 dunks total tonight. So the slam dunk was a favorite shot for the Golden Tornado. So on the season, Butler now improves to 6-1 in section play. It also goes to 13-3 overall. The North Hills Indians, meanwhile, fall to 1-6, and then 5-11. By the time you factor in a Seneca Valley win tonight to make them 3-4 in section play, as well as a win by Pine Richland to make them 7-0. North Hills, who had some very brief playoff hopes heading into this game, will really need a miracle to take that 4 spot. And so now that sets the stage for a rematch on Tuesday. The Pine Richland Rams come to town to take on the Golden Tornado. Of course, we'll have that coverage for you beginning at 7:20 with the McDonald's pregame show and tip-off at 7:30. You remember that great game earlier this year coming down to the wire, as those games normally do. And Golden Tornado falling to Pine Richland 79-74. Ethan Morton dropping 51 in that game. But, of course, you saw Dan Petcast with 28, Colin Llewellyn with 18, and Greg Shikulski with 17 for the Rams. So we're looking forward to that one on Tuesday. Also earlier tonight, a part of the doubleheader, Butler girls falling to Pine Richland 54-49. That game going to double overtime. So, again, our final score here tonight. The Golden Tornado take down the North Hills Indians 72-59. A big thanks to Henry Ivinson, who came in a pinch and was able to deliver. A big thanks to the big Hammer and Hank back at the studio for keeping us on the air. Again, our final score, 72-59. Butler wins. We'll talk to you on Tuesday as Golden Tornado basketball rolls on to BBUT and the Triple Live High School Sports Network.
Butler Golden Tornado basketball presented here tonight live on WBUT 1050 AM and online at WBUT.com. Thanks to the law firm of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham. By your local McDonald's restaurants. By Tri-Rivers Surgical. Butler County District Attorney Richard Goldinger. And Butler Health System. This has been a live sports presentation of the Butler Radio Network and WBUT Sports. We thank you for listening. Listen again next time, right here on WBUT 1050 AM and online WBUT.com, your home for everything Butler Golden Tornado Sports.